Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Abdul Rahman Ali. He's the operations manager, and his colleague, Mr. Mohammed Hamoud. He is the commercial manager, and both are working for the well-known company Gargour Shipping Company, based in Amman, Jordan. First and foremost, gentlemen, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you, Bo.
Thank you.
We're very happy to be here and have this interview with such a prominent figure as yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. Now I'm getting more and more happy, getting praise from the morning. That's always a good thing. Okay, I always start by giving my interviewees a chance to just briefly introduce their career and why they are in logistics and shipping. So starting with you, Abdul Rahman, how come you're in shipping? Why are you not sitting in the National Bank or in the Parliament?
Well, it's pure coincidence, I would say, Bo. And not really the coincidence that you look for. It's just that when we finished college, we were looking for jobs, just basically any job. And, you know, when your parents know people here and there, and I ended up in a shipping company because that was the open opportunity. However, I was guided properly by the late owner who passed away a couple of years ago. And he said, listen, if you want to really succeed in your life, this is the career you have to follow. So go ahead, focus, work hard, and it will pay off at the end. It's a very interesting business that he's been in for the past maybe 40, 50 years, and it paid off apparently with him. So that's why I got into it. And then, of course, it became an enjoyable career. Yeah. Something that happens every day these days. So it's quite interesting.
Exactly. Now, it's what I hear from many people around the world, because every day is different. That's why we love shipping.
Correct.
Yeah. And Mohammed, how about you? How come you are in shipping and logistics?
Shipping, I am?
Yeah. How come you are now in shipping?
started from my wife.
Ah, okay. Your boss.
He already worked in Gargour Shipping.
Okay.
Then she
convinced him.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. It's funny, you know. I have also a wife who's a boss, so she also convinced me the same way.
Okay,
it's
makes
good.
Sense.
Yeah, good to hear. Right, getting back to Gargour Shipping Company, Abdul Rahman, what can you tell me about your company? You are headquartered in Amman. You also have other offices, and tell me about your main activity in the country of Jordan.
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story about our company. Our company was actually established in 1928.
Okay,
which
wow.
is a very long time ago. And you'd be surprised that they started with automotive trading. Okay. And the way the company started is that back in, we call the city Jaffa in Palestine, they used to be there, and then they used to exchange barter oranges for Mercedes cars in Germany. So they
wow.
would get the Mercedes cars to this area, okay. and they would give oranges in return, which was a very expensive commodity at that time.
Wow.
And that's how they started the automotive agency. And then when they started the Mercedes-Benz automotive agency in the Middle East, let's say Jordan or the Levant region, they wanted some way to ship those cars. So they got into the shipping industry.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1956, I would say, they were the first agent of the first vessel to ever call Aqaba port.
Okay.
And that's when the journey started, of course. And they've been in the shipping and logistics industry for at least now more than 60 years.
Okay.
They've represented almost every shipping line that was existing at that time. And now with all the consolidation happening around in the shipping industry, we represent a container line, which is the Ocean Network Express.
Oh,
we
yeah,
also represent Mitsui MOL Ace, the Roro carrier.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of tram vessels, agency services. We do a lot of cruise lines, mm-hmm. especially after the restarting after COVID-19 these days. And we do a lot of husbandry and different freight forwarding and logistics services as well for different clients.
Okay, that's very interesting, and especially how you started your background. I mean, first in trading, and then you ship what you trade yourself. It sounds like a very smart business plan. Can you tell me about the ports available in Jordan? Of course, I know about Aqaba, and that is the main key port for you, right?
Yep, we only have one seaport in Jordan, which is Aqaba.
Okay,
and Aqaba almost has 12 terminals.
Okay.
So you have the Aqaba container terminal, and then you also have the industrial terminal, you have the phosphate terminal, you have the oil terminal. Mm-hmm. There's also the general cargo port terminal, which consists of the Roro terminal and the general cargo, the grain terminal. There's also the, we talked about the container terminal. Now they're also opening an export terminal for the Iraqi oil, which is supposed to start coming in from Iraq to Aqaba.
Ah, yes, I see.
That's of course, it's an old project that's been delayed for a little while because of the security issues, but I believe they're still working on it. And they're also building the new cruise terminal, which is being built by Abu Dhabi Ports after signing an agreement with the Aqaba Development Corporation last year.
Okay.
So starting the end of this year, we're going to have a new cruise terminal as well.
Okay, fantastic. So things are really developing. And of course, I've heard that I've never been to Jordan, and that's of course my mistake. I have to go and visit your country soon, and also okay. the port of Aqaba I heard many times. But you mentioned that you represent the Japanese one, and also MOL Ro-Ro. And
yep.
I suppose that do they the ones that you represent, they call Aqaba directly with mainline, or is it feedered to other hubs, or is it direct into Aqaba?
Oh no, they call it with the mainlines.
Okay.
Ocean Network Express actually had deployed four vessels in the AR1 service
okay.
from the Far East to Aqaba. These days, they don't have their own vessels deployed in the service. But you know, it's a shared service between Ocean Network Express, Hapag-Lloyd, Yang Ming, Wenhai. So now they're using the other vessels, of course. But
okay.
I think after next year, you know, they're building a lot of new vessels. They will have more vessels deployed in the service. But yeah, it's basically a main service from the Far East to Aqaba. As far as MOL Roro is concerned, yes, they call regularly. Sometimes twice a month,
wow.
from the Far East to Europe,
mm-hmm.
Using the main vessels.
Okay, that's interesting, because I have quite a few contacts in Europe that would be interested to know more about MOL, and if you have the relationships, I might connect them to you. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good. And what are the main, not knowing so much about your beautiful country, but I have seen some pictures, what are the main export articles that you have out of Jordan? You mentioned phosphate. That's one of the major things that you
export? Yes, the main export commodity is fertilizers, correct.
Fertilizer.
Phosphates, potash, potassium nitrate. I think they're one of the largest potash exporters around the world. So they're competing with the top three or four companies around the world.
Okay.
Phosphates are mostly being exported to the Indian Farmers Association, which is one of the biggest fertilizer importers around the world as well.
Okay.
So yes, they're very. This is the main export commodity going from Jordan, as well as other commodities such as the garments. Garments for U.S. companies are being manufactured at the qualified industrial zones.
Okay.
And now we have very large zones for garment industry, just like the ones in Bangladesh and Vietnam and Indonesia, you know, these garment industry over there. So we have a similar in Aqaba and in northern cities in Jordan.
They okay.
do the garments for Gap, Walmart, okay. all those U.S. brand companies. And then at a smaller scale, we've got the pharmaceuticals as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But those are the main commodities from Jordan.
Okay. And I suppose the imports are the machinery and all kinds of things coming out
of
Asia.
Yeah.
like everyone else.
Exactly. But you're not a manufacturing country.
Right. No, no. The Samsung flat screen television is everywhere, right?
Correct.
So may I ask a question from a little bit of a political standpoint? Do you have a lot of Chinese involvement in Jordan? Do you see them investing a lot in your country?
No,
not at the moment. No, because
we are reliable on Chinese imports like everybody else, but no, yes. there's not a lot of Chinese investments.
Right. No, it's just that
most investments are from the GCC countries.
Ah, yes. And of course, the GCC countries now seem to be quite booming. I mean, a lot of things are going on, also infrastructure. Right. We hear about railways. I just saw yesterday that UAE and Oman are starting a passenger railway link. And a lot of things are happening in GCC.
And don't forget, Bo, that the widely anticipated NEOM city is only 100 kilometers from Aqaba. So Aqaba is also looking forward to using that opportunity, some kind of cooperation between NEOM and Aqaba. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they're going to make good use of that opportunity in the future.
Yes. So if turning back to shipping and arrangement via the port of Aqaba, so that means if you are an independent ship owner and you suddenly have a vessel coming into Aqaba, then you can be the shipping and the vessel's agent. You can be the protecting agent. You can arrange everything that's needed for the vessel's call, right?
Correct. And we do this week in, week out. You're right.
Okay. I can imagine. Yes, because as our viewers might know, I can tell them that I got to know you thanks to a contact we both of us have in ex-Rickmas line in the UAE. Yeah. So I think that's also why we love this business, because connections are gold, as they say, right?
Right. You think he's watching them?
No, I think not, but he will watch it. I'm sure we will send it to him. So tell me about the how many people are you at the Gargour Shipping Company at the moment?
Almost 37, 38 plus minus.
Okay. So if we mention to our viewers here, you can do freight forwarding, you can do inland transportation, trucking, shipping agency. So basically you offer the whole package for anyone who has business in Jordan, right?
Yes, because you know, well, these days if you're only doing shipping agency, you're losing a lot of opportunities. So yes, you have to have a full package. And we even do third party warehousing, customs clearance. Now we're getting involved even in air freight, just like everybody else, you know.
Okay.
There's a lot of business out there, and if we only restrict ourselves to ship agencies, then, and by the way, ship agencies are changing these days, you know. It's not like the way it used to be in the past.
No.
Especially with all this digitalization going on. I'm sure, and I've read a lot of articles saying that shipping agency is going to change forever in the future. You're not going to really need a lot of shipping agents around the world the way you do now.
No, you're right. We have to adapt with the times. You mentioned export from Iraq via Aqaba. Is it also so that let's just assume that cargo for places in Iraq, can that be transshipped to Iraq via Aqaba as well?
Definitely. And Aqaba tries to position itself as a transit port to the neighboring countries.
Okay.
Iraq and in the past Syria before the sanctions, you know. But
yes,
I'm sure that in the future, once the sanctions are lifted and the situation goes back to normal, then Syria is going to become another pillar for the transit. But yeah, Aqaba actually, before, let's say, at least 15 years, the main source of imports was going all to Iraq. So transit cargo to Iraq represented almost 30% of imports going into Aqaba.
Okay.
Wow. Now, on the other hand, you need to be aware, of course, that the port industries in Iraq, Umm Qasr port, has developed significantly since the early 2000s. So even the Iraqis are not being too reliable on Aqaba these days because they have other routes. But Aqaba will always remain a very important transit port, especially to the western area of Iraq, which what they call the western province in Iraq, because it's closer to the Jordanian borders.
Right, right. Now, let me, this is very important to know, because for many who sit maybe with a project and they go to the traditional ports and maybe don't think that Aquaback could be the solution, you know.
Correct.
So that's really good to know also for our viewers here. One of the final questions I also would ask both of you here now is, how is the situation regarding Corona and COVID? Is it totally open now in Jordan and people can visit without restrictions? And how is the situation for you now?
We finished last year, my friend.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Back in March of this year, we stopped all kinds of restrictions.
Okay,
no
great.
Masks, no restrictions on numbers of attendees or any of that. Yeah, they totally stopped.
But that's very good. Yeah, because it seems that at least for we mentioned China earlier, it seems they are still holding out with some restrictions. Hong Kong still is a problem. So that's why I asked, just to have the latest update from you.
I heard 2 days ago that Dubai even lifted the mask restrictions.
Okay, yeah, but that's fantastic. Yeah. For 45 degrees and a mask on. Yes, nobody likes it, I guess. But that's really interesting. How do you see, if you look into the final question here, if you look into your crystal ball, how does the future look for Gargour Shipping in Jordan? Do you feel that the trade is coming back to kind of normal levels? And can you see that things are ongoing?
Well, we believe, like everybody else, that it will take a little bit more time, but the positive signs are all over the place. Jordan has actually started what they call economic modernization plan.
Oh, yes.
Which will start being executed next year. And it goes all the way until 2030. It's just like the vision, you know, that those countries actually develop. But this is a very accurate modernization plan with accurate timelines and budgets and stakeholders and responsibilities.
Okay.
This was conducted a couple of months ago by the Royal Court,
mm-hmm.
After the instructions of His Majesty King Abdullah. So,
okay.
And now we're starting to see the signs of those plans being developed and executed, and everybody's becoming more excited. Actually, yesterday, for example, mm-hmm. Aqaba Container Terminal announced its vision for Jordan for the next 10 years.
Wow.
And it looks it's a very interesting vision. It's shared on their website and on their Facebook pages. Okay. I can send you a link to see.
Please,
check it out,
yes.
Because it's very interesting. It's concentrating on sustainability. They're going to establish a Maersk training center.
Okay.
Next to the container terminal, they're going to create a new customs center.
Okay.
So the future looks very positive. And that's another reason why we're very insisting on getting more involved in the freight forwarding and total supply chain solutions, because that's where the future is going to.
Correct. Yes.
So the future for Gargour Shipping, it looks very interesting. We're also excited about the developments going on at the ports in Aqaba.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've never really had a cruise terminal, a proper cruise terminal, where actually everything is digitalized. Abu Dhabi Ports has a lot of experience in that field. So
yes.
We're even looking forward to that, because this would eventually mean more cruise lines coming into Aqaba. Now they have a proper booking system for the berth.
Mm.
They have a proper terminal for people to come in and out. So yeah, the future looks very promising.
That's great.
And Mohammed would also tell you, I mean, he
yes.
goes to customers every single day. So
yes. No, it's great to hear. And when you mention cruise terminal, of course, a lot of tourists, they hopefully spend a lot of money when they disembark.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. That's really great. Your country is on the move. Now, I want to say formally to both of you, many, many thanks for joining this interview, both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, Mo, and regards to everyone out there.
You are most welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another fantastic interview, of course, by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been the representatives of Gargour Shipping Company in Aqaba, Amman. The company is very famous for being the agent of One, the Japanese conglomerate, and also MOL RoRo, and is a versatile end-to-end project, freight forwarding, customs clearance, and shipping agency in Jordan. And the representatives has been Mr. Abdullah Rahman Ali. He is the operations manager, and his colleague, Mr. Mohammed Hamoud, who is the commercial manager. We thank them both. And stay tuned for more interviews in the near future at Project Cargo Weekly. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.